Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Diligence. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Hebrews 6 and 10. It says, God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor. Somebody say labor.
Labor.
Labor, your work, work, works, four letter word, but it's a good word. Work, somebody say work.
Work.
Work is God's idea. God's idea. Work and labor of love, which you have showed toward his name in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that every one of you, well, let me back up a little bit. Is he talking about ministry? In verse 10. You said you've ministered to the saints and you do minister. Is ministry involve work and labor? So do we have a ministry here?
Yes.
Faith Life Church.
Amen.
More Life Ministries.
Yes.
If it's a real ministry, what's there going to be?
Work.
Whole lot of work.
Yes.
Somebody claim they got a ministry and nobody's doing any work? They never have a ministry. They got a fan club, social club, something.
Amen.
But not a ministry unless there is some
work
going on, work,
yes.
Labor. Strong ministry would have a lot of work, wouldn't it?
Yes, sir.
A lot of work going on. And God does not forget it. And he said, we desire that every one of you do show the same what?
Diligence
to the full assurance of hope to the end. Be diligent with what? Well, verse 10, in the work and the labor. In the ministry, and stay with it to the end. Verse 12, that you be not slothful. Now, we might not say slothful today. What would we probably say?
Lazy.
We probably say lazy. And there's a stigma that goes with that word, lazy. And there's numerous scriptures that deal with the topic, slothfulness and being a sluggard and being lazy. But yet, when's the last time you talked to somebody and they just came out and admitted that they're lazy? When's the last time you met a person and they just looked at you and go, you know, I am lazy. I am just a lazy rascal. When's the last time? I mean, if you just go by what people tell you, you'd think there are no lazy people around. Well, then who is all these verses for? Let me give you a revelation. These verses are talking to you and me. And you may have been diligent in some things at some times, and I may have been diligent at some things at some time, but you and I both have been lazy on some things. At some time.
Yes.
So we're not reading scriptures about a couple of people that may not even be here. Somebody say,
these verses
are for me. Yeah.
Amen.
I have been lazy. You have been lazy. Sometime about something. And what we want to do is eliminate that. And not judge anybody else. Somebody said, man, I know some lazy folk. I wish they were here and could hear this. Well, the Lord knew who's going to be here. And this is for the folks that's here. And I'm here. And you're here. So this is for us. He said, be diligent to the full assurance of hope to the end. Don't be slothful. but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. The NIV says, we do not want you to become lazy, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised. Now, the further I get into it, I didn't have any agenda. You know, the Lord dealt with me to teach on this. I know He did. And I thought, well, praise God. I mean, I don't know how long we'll go with this, but even if it's just one session, I want to do what He told me to do. But man, the more I get into it, I'm seeing some things. And oh, Lord, this is bigger than I realized. And I keep reading, you know, scores and scores and hundreds of verses on the subject. And the further I get into it, I'm seeing an error and a problem in the so-called faith people. There are a lot of lazy folks in the world. Have you run across any of them? Well, just put that out of your mind. Don't think about them. But there are a lot of lazy folks in this generation. There's always been lazy folks around, but there's a lot of people that are, you know, you and me have been lazy in areas, but I'm talking about people that are lazy in most areas, most of the time, instead of lazy in one area one time or some area some of the time, lazy in most areas, most of the time. And when they hear, even if they just heard part of it, something that sounds like they can lay on the couch and make confessions and get rich and not do anything. Well, you are singing their song, brother. They think, oh yeah, that's the church I want to go to. Tell me again now, what do? I just make confessions and get rich. Well, glory to God. But that's not all the Bible has to say on the subject, is it? It's not just making confessions. The Bible talks about diligence. The Bible talks about work, doesn't it? And so we're going to talk about that tonight. How about it? Diligence and prosperity. Are you with me? Go to the book of Proverbs, the 6th chapter. Proverbs 6. Now, as we said before, there are many verses along this line in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs is rich with this. And, of course, this is the wisdom of God. And we saw, you know, we're talking about just recently, we're reading about Solomon. Is it a coincidence that the wisest man was the richest man? Is there a connection between the wisdom of God and wealth and riches? Well, the Bible says so, that wisdom in one hand has long life, right? And in the other hand, riches and honor. Is that right? The wisdom of God. Then, man, we ought to be stirred up about getting the wisdom of God. And you know, a while back, we camped out on the wisdom of God for a while, and if you weren't here, it's available. Get into it. I got so stirred up about it, I went and listened to some of it again myself. Because I got things while I was speaking. Thank God. But it is connected, the wisdom of God and the wealth of the blessing of the Lord. Now, did Solomon just sit on the throne and make confessions? He had enterprises. They built ships. They developed trade routes. You remember all that? I mean, they did stuff. And they built the temple of the Lord. But did you read how many people were working? Yeah. Hundreds of thousands. Night and day. Supervisors. I mean, there was a lot of work going on. Diligence. Somebody was keeping up with stuff, keeping track of stuff. Somebody was keeping books. They recorded numbers in the Bible, didn't they? They weren't just flying by the seat of their pants. There was a lot of diligence involved, and you see it in these wisdom writings. Now look at this in Proverbs 6. Proverbs 6 and verse 6. He said, go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise. Have you ever heard of a lazy ant? Anybody ever told you? I got the laziest ants at my house. Jokers just lay around, won't even build a decent ant mound. I mean, you can leave, you know, picnic stuff laying out 3 days at a time. They won't even come get it. Have you ever heard of a lazy ant? No, and you never will. And that's what he's talking about. He said, sluggard, lazy boy, lazy girl, you need to look at the ants. The wisdom of God is revealed all through his creation, including ants. You're talking about Solomon again. Did you remember reading where it said, when it's talking about how wise Solomon was, said he talked about animals. Remember that? And he talked about trees and about flowers. Somebody said, well, why would you talk that? That was in connection with the wisdom of God. He saw the wisdom of God in a cedar tree. He saw the wisdom of God in a grapevine. He saw the wisdom of God in a rabbit and a giraffe and a lion and a zebra. He saw the wisdom of God. And if we will get more tuned into it, we will too. Instead of just looking, everything's around us, oh, it's always been there. No, everything, look at how it works. And you got to keep in mind now, it's been affected by the curse. It's not in its perfect form. But even in its fallen, distorted form, you can see so much wisdom and beauty, can't you? It all came out of God. When I look at the wisdom of God in the ant, something so small, he said, consider the ant's ways and be wise, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, who makes them get up and go to work in the morning? Is there an ant clock that they punch? An ant alarm clock? Or an ant whistle that tells them when to start work or when to quit? Why do they all roll out and just work, 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 work? All of them. Why? Because it is the right thing to do. And God made them that way.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Diligence, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 7th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Thanks to God who gives me life.